It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together today. I wondered if you might know what this would be. A little box with some things in it. And this. I'll take it to the kitchen and show you. Come on. Won't you be my neighbor? First, I'll show you the big part. This big board. It is a game. It's a game about the neighborhood. See the trolley tracks that go around here? Well, the idea is to go along the trolley tracks past the Eiffel Tower, around here to the castle, through Westwood, Corny's factory, Henrietta and X's tree, Lady Elaine's museum go around, there to someplace else, around down here to the platypuses, Daniel's clock, and then that ends the game right there. I'll show you how it's played, because in the little box are some papers with different designs on them, and trolleys. Two trolleys. So you and I could play this game. What we do is just to pick up one of the papers, see what design it has on it. This one has a star. And so your trolley would start out here and go until it finds a star, and then stop at the star. Now let's see where my trolley will go. Blue circle. My trolley would go until it finds a blue circle. Let's try another one. This one is yours. This is an oval. So your trolley goes along these tracks until it finds an oval. Lands there. What do I get? A triangle. So my trolley will look for a triangle. And it'll stop right there. Let's do a couple more, all right? Oh, you get another star. Oh, you go right next door. See what I get. Oh, what is that? What is that? That's called a parallelogram. Have you ever seen a shape like that? A parallelogram. Well, I'll find one. Let me see. Oh, it's right over here. We'll do two more. You'll get this chance to go and find... Oh, dear, my trolley needs to stay up like that. Oh, what does this say? When you land on that oval, you pick up Prince Tuesday and take him to school at someplace else. So you get to go the whole way around to someplace else. Right over to here. Well, that's how that game is played. I think that's kind of fun. We thought that up ourselves. It's for friends to play. You're my friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You are special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Yes, you are. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's go see who that is. We'll go back to the board game later. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come on, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, Tanya. Speedy delivery. Here is the harmonica you ordered.
Oh, thank you very much. Wondered if you'd like to play a new game that I have.
Well, I'd like to, but I'm on my way to the airport to meet Ella Jenkins, and I'll bring her right over here.
Oh, please do.
You know, she has her collection of harmonica she's bringing today, so we'll see a little later, already.
Yes, I know. Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Did you ever try to play a harmonica? It looks very easy, but to play a song takes a lot of practice. An old friend of ours is coming with her collection, as Mr. McFeely said. I really like it when Ella Jenkins comes here. But before she gets here, we'll have some time for some make-believe. There's lots to think about in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yes. Last time, we were pretending that Lady Elaine Fairchild had made snow in the neighborhood of make-believe. Everybody was wondering if they could have their Olympic Games today with all that snow. Do you think that we should pretend that they find a way to get rid of the snow? What would be the kindest thing? Well, then, let's just make-believe that. Ready? Neighborhood of make-believe, darling.
Not yet, Charlie, but we thought that maybe some hot water might help. Oh, thanks, Charlie. Oh, still shoveling, I see.
Yes, the more I shovel, the more there seems to be.
Don't worry, we'll find a way to get rid of it.
Well, we haven't much time.
I brought the hot water.
Well, Lady Elaine just went inside to check on something.
I'm back.
Any change?
My weather machines all point to snow.
Well, look, here's some hot water.
Oh, good. I'll try it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did it work?
Just the opposite. You know what I think?
What?
I think the first Olympic Games should be called See How Much Snow You Can Shovel.
But that would take all day.
Maybe we should ask the children.
What children?
The children who live in this neighborhood. You know, Anna, Prince, and Daniel.
Oh. Well, what do they know that we don't know?
Many things, Lady Elaine.
Well, they're in school right now, aren't they?
Yes, at someplace else.
Well, shall I go ask them?
Yes, please, ask them if they can think of anything that would help us get rid of this snow.
Oh, honestly, you're grasping at straws.
I'm going over to the castle and get ready for the games.
But how do you know that the snow will stop?
I just know. Something inside me just knows.
Well, I'll see you right back here a little later.
All right.
Okay.
See you later, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, okay. Just one thing before you go.
Yes?
I'm sorry about all this. I didn't want to ruin the fun.
Well, what did you want to do?
I wanted to show I was in charge of something important, like Friday was in charge of timekeeping.
You wanted to be in charge of the weather?
Yes.
Have you learned anything?
I sure have. Nobody can be in charge of a big thing like the weather.
Good. Now we're on the road to fixing things up.
Maybe the children will think of something.
Of course they will. Toot toot.
And a prince and Daniel, and a prince and Daniel, Daniel, prince and Anna are near.
Yes, we're near.
And a prince and Daniel, and a prince and Daniel, Daniel, prince and Anna are here.
And I'm glad you're all here today.
Coming in the snow.
No. And I wonder what's going to happen about the Olympic Games today.
My daddy's the timekeeper.
Well, there won't be anything to time, Prince Tuesday, if it keeps on snowing.
Mm-hmm. You got something.
May I come into your class?
Hi,
oh,
Mr. Struthers.
Of course, Mr. Struthers. We'd be glad to have you.
Thank you. I've come to ask your help about the snow.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to the Olympic Games?
Well, we were hoping that you children could help us out with that big problem.
Oh. I hope my daddy can be timekeeper. He has practiced so long.
Oh, you're such a thoughtful boy, Prince Tuesday.
Does anyone have any ideas for Mr. Struthers, hmm?
I thought the only thing that could melt lots of snow was the sunshine.
Oh, that's true, but this is make-believe, so there might be another way here.
I think I have an idea.
What?
What's that, Daniel?
Do you remember the opera about the snow people and the warm pussycat?
That's when Lady Aberlin made the snow, but she forgot how to melt it.
That's right. Well, that's a little like it is now.
Yes, it is.
But how did they finally melt the snow in the opera?
Well, they got a very special something and the warm pussycat together. And that did it.
Oh. Well, what was that very special something?
I think I remember the music. It was like, you need a very special something and a warm pussy cat. Suppose you concentrate on that. Suppose we concentrate on that. That was the music.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone remember what the very special something was?
I think I do.
What is it?
You need a very special teacher.
That's it. A very special teacher and a warm pussycat. Suppose we concentrate on that.
Are you suggesting that we have a very special teacher and a warm pussycat come together in order to help the snow?
Well, we could try.
Oh, but who would that be? Who's a very special teacher?
Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Thank you, class.
Would you help us, Miss Cow?
I'll do anything I can. Of course, Henrietta Pussycat is a warm pussycat. I could call her to help.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Let's all meet at the museum go-round as soon as possible. You have such good ideas.
Thank you for asking us.
Oh, it was Lady Aberlin's idea.
Oh, she believes children.
I know.
It's fun to help.
It surely is.
Well, I'll see you at the museum go-round.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. That's
true.
I love you. Yeah.
I think we should get a big blanket as big as the sky and just put it up there and let it catch all the snow.
But what if the blanket would get so heavy?
Meow, Aberlin. Meow, X.
Hi, Henrietta.
Hi, Henrietta. Do you have any ideas about the snow?
Meow.
You do? What?
Meow, just talk. Meow, meow, telephone. Meow, Harriet Cow.
Well, what did she say?
Meow, school children. Meow, meow, idea.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Meow, meow, go to meow museum right away.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in a little while.
Okey-doke.
Oh, there you are. The children had a very good idea.
Henrietta had a phone call. Oh, there they are now.
Yes.
I hope it's going to work.
What's the idea?
Well, do you remember the opera about the snow?
Yes.
Well, we were thinking that maybe we could stop the snow the same way you did in the opera.
You need a very special teacher.
My student selected me.
Uh-huh. Of course.
We did.
And a warm pussy cat.
Meow, meow, beautiful.
Suppose we concentrate on that. Suppose we concentrate on that. You did it! Oh, I just knew you could!
It's all gone, the snow. You believe in children, don't you, Lady Evelyn?
I certainly do.
Oh, we'll take off our winter clothes now. Yeah, thanks. Oh, boy, that feels good.
Oh, look at you.
I think I've got... What's going on here?
The snow stopped, Lady Elaine.
I knew I could do it.
The children did it, Lady Elaine.
Well, then, the children won the first game of the Olympic Games. I know one thing. I'll never try to be in charge of weather again. It's too hard to control.
Oh, look! There's the parade that begins the make-believe Olympic Games!
Yeah! Oh, I must be done.
Well, make-believe people can stop snow like that, but that's not the way snow stops in the real world, is it? I hope you'll make up your own pretend about what the make-believe Olympic Games are like. You might even like to ask the grown-ups who love you what they think Olympic Games might be like in a make-believe land. Do you remember the racing towels? Well, that was make-believe, wasn't it? Oh, maybe that's Ella Jenkins now. It is.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Ella. Welcome.
Thank you.
Come on in.
Good to be in your neighborhood again.
It's good to have you. David, will you come in?
Hey, bring the stool over.
Good. Will you sit there?
Thank you very much. I'm not caring very much today. I've just got a bag of harmonicas.
I bet there's a lot of music in those harmonicas.
Well, you see, I have a lot of harmonicas, but I only brought four along, and harmonica is one of my favorite instruments.
Well, you know my television neighbor, and I know that my television neighbor would love to hear you play.
And I hope that some of your television neighbors love to play the harmonica. I hope they'll be inspired today. Now, you can make happy sounds, and you can make sad sounds with harmonicas. They can make loud sounds. They can make soft sounds. And I'd like to tell you a little story of how I got started with the harmonicas.
Please do.
My uncle, who came from Louisiana and moved to Chicago and worked in the steel mill in Gary, Indiana, worked for many, many long hours. After his hard day's work, he came back to the apartment, took a shower, put on some fresh clothes, and then he went and ate a hearty meal. Mm-hmm. After that, he came back and sat in a comfortable chair or a comfortable couch like this, and he put on his vest, you know, just like you put on your nice sweaters. He felt especially dressed up when his vest, out of his vest pocket, pull out a harmonica, and he would play for hours, and I would sit right down on the floor by his feet, and I learned all by just listening.
You were just a little girl then.
Oh, that's right, many years ago. And I learned a lot about music, though. First, he'd warm up on the low notes like this. Then he'd take the high notes. And then he'd take a lot of notes together called chords. But he said, I want you to remember this note. This is a blue note. Let's see if you, maybe some of you children have heard this before. Now, this is kind of finger-snapping music, so if you can't snap your fingers, just go through the motions anyway. And sometimes he would say a line, and then he'd imitate it with the harmonica like this. Well, I hear that old freight train coming on down the line. Yes, I hear that old freight train coming on down the line. I wonder if that train gonna bring back that friend of mine.
And so your uncle started teaching, but he
was not a professional musician. He just did it as a form of recreation for himself, and then he could go back to those steel mills the next day.
So you remember him when you play, don't you?
Exactly, yes. Now this is a little harmonica. It's called the Puck harmonica, and I'm going to play a song. The first song I ever learned to play on the harmonica is called Red River Valley. Maybe some of you children know it. Time.
Great.
Well, these have been around a long time, too. What's that?
London Bridges.
London Bridges falling down. All right, here's another one. Anybody know that? It has to do with stars.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, little star. Okay. The last one I'll play, and I know you all know this.
Pop goes the weasel.
That was it. All right. Now, I like to play spiritual. I was over in Germany once, and I played for a lot of students, college students. And this is another, it has a sad feeling, but it has a good feeling, too, is Let My People Go. Now watch my hands and see how I make the sounds. Well, now, this is a minor key harmonica. It plays a lot of the minor moods and sad and happy moods, too. And there's one about the cuckoo bird I'd like to share. The cuckoo bird.
Well, you know, we have to get over to your performance pretty soon. We can show one more.
All right, fine. And I would like to play a little bit for you, Fred.
I'd like to hear that little.
This is Old Susanna.
Oh,
that's a familiar song. Uh-huh. I better turn the right around. Right, right.
On that little machine. Oh. Ella, you're just one.
And now I expect to hear you play sometimes. I'll work on it. Better than you did at the beginning of the program. And thank you for inviting me again. It's good seeing you.
You're always welcome here.
Well,
thank you.
I'm going to follow you so I can get to that school on time.
Those school people are lucky to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Takes a lot of practice, doesn't it, to play that well. Gives me a good feeling to have a friend like that, too. Ella Jenkins is a very special person. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll come back this weekend and clean up that board game in the kitchen and be thinking about you, playing all kinds of things with the people who love you. That's what games are good for, you know, bringing people together, people who care for each other. We care for each other, don't we? I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. Doink.